Tremi and Shade kept up the tradition when they went. Now Gisa and I have one ear each, set with three tiny stones to remind us of our brothers fighting somewhere. I didn't really believe they'd have to go. Not until the Legionnaire in his polished armor showed up and took them away one after another. And this fall, they'll come for me. I've already started saving and stealing to buy Gisa some earrings when I go. Don't think about it. That's what Mom always says. About the army, about my brothers, about everything. Great advice, Mom. Down the street, at the crossing of Mill and Marcher Roads, the crowd thickens and more villagers join the current. A gang of kids, little thieves in training, flutters through the fray with sticky, searching fingers. They're too young to be good at it, and security officers are quick to intervene. Usually the kids would be sent to the stocks, or the jail at the outpost, but the officers want to see First Friday. They settle for giving the ringleaders a few harsh knocks before letting them go. Small mercies. The tiniest pressure at my waist makes me spin, acting on instinct. I grab at the hand foolish enough to pickpocket me, squeezing tight so the little imp won't be able to run away. But instead of a scrawny kid,